This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trey Hendrickson, 30 years old. I know that's a red flag for some people. Trey Hendrickson, though, has been given permission to seek a trade from the Cincinnati Bengals. Joey Bosa, yesterday, the big story was him being released by the Chargers and there being an opening for him. Every day that we hold on to Myles Garrett, let me ask you, are we losing value in Myles? Because the more that this goes by, and I had somebody ask me this a couple of days ago, and I went, And then a buddy of mine asked a group thread, like, hey, like these guys might be costing each other here. Because Myles Garrett, he might want out, but at the end of this, if you can get Trey Hendrickson for a lot cheaper, like what's Trey Hendrickson going to get you? Maybe a third-round pick? Okay, you get the third-round pick. You it's the Bengals. They probably weren't going to sign him anyway, so whatever. You give up a third-round pick for Trey Hendrickson, or would you rather give up 2 ones for Myles Garrett? Probably rather give up for Trey Hendrickson if you're one of these teams that are competing now. Because the only teams that have Myles Garrett are teams that are competing now. Well, okay, a third instead of 2 ones for a guy, and a, by the way, a new contract, probably going to be a lot nicer. And I think the Browns, if we continue to wait, like, they've made their opinion known. Like, do we need to talk them out of it? When I say that they continue to wait, it's not like they've put him out there that he's available for trades and they're just waiting for the highest bidder. They've been abundantly clear this entire time they have no intention of trading him. But for both parties, for the Browns, all right, any big moves could start to dry a little, not completely up because it's Myles, but any big returns could dry a little. And for Myles, if these teams have Joey Bosa as an option or Trey Hendrickson as an option or the draft as an option, all of a sudden now your market and wanting to play for a competitor starts to dry up over time where your last choice might be, okay, I know that the Browns are going to offer me a huge extension. I'll take the extension. And I look at it almost as like, hey, you're a couple that wants to get a divorce, but you guys can't afford it. Well, one side doesn't want to get divorced, but the other side does. And you might not be able to afford the divorce. Because for Myles, like, okay, I get you want to play for a contender, but if you don't get a contender, you should be about your business and about your money. And I would expect you to play at a high level no matter who you play for here over the next 3 years.
Yeah, I have a few thoughts. I thought originally that Myles Garrett was just in such rarefied air that he was... To me, there is so much of a gap between him and everybody else when it comes to rushing the passer that I didn't think anything would jeopardize his trade value.
Okay.
You made an interesting point, and
thank
obviously,
you.
Like Trey Hendrickson the last 2 years has been as productive as anybody in the league. I mean, he has 35 sacks the last 2 years. That's insane. But the advanced numbers will still tell you that Myles, the win rate, yeah, all that stuff, the pressures, is still in a league of his own.
Yeah, but I think I know where you're going, but go ahead.
But I will say, like, you know, when Myles It's one thing to go through the car wash and do the Super Bowl stuff where he's basically demanding a trade. And we were waiting to see, like, what's act number two? Like, how crazy is this going to get? How ugly is this truly going to get with Miles? But when all is said and done, if A, the Browns don't want to trade with the top teams because the draft collateral or the equity is going to be worse, and those teams may have salary cap restrictions as is because they've been all in on winning, you know, if there eventually doesn't become a natural suitor, like, they're going to have to go back to the table, right? They're going to have to both discuss this, and they're going to be like, Miles, here are your options. These are the teams that we're even talking to. Yeah. What does Miles do then? Is he just going to quit football?
Because I don't want the Browns. Well, that's the nuclear thing that would make people the most sick. You don't want this turning into a Barry Sanders or Calvin John.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
That's in a situation where he walks away from the game, and they still have him under contract.
But I also don't
I don't want that to happen. That's the worst.
I don't get any vibe that he would do that.
No, I don't either. But you don't want him to even consider something like that, because he's already made a boatload of money, and he could decide that he's going to walk away from it earlier rather than later. He is 8 years in. It's not out of the complete realm of possibility, but I don't want him to think about that. If you look at the teams, like, people use Philadelphia as an example of a team that would want him. Eagles fans, I mean, they are calling up WIP. They want another championship. They've won championships now with defense and with running the ball and taking care of it. I can't blame those fans for doing it. But if you're Howie Roseman, and all right, we've signed Nick Bond. We have obviously made our signature at the running back situation. But I'm looking at my defense. I don't know, man. Trey Hendrickson and maybe a third-round pick. I don't know what the Eagles situation is. Or Joey Bosa, depending on what the money is. You want to play for a contender. Why do I need to give up all this for Myles Garrett? I already have a Super Bowl-level defense. If I go and I get 30-year-old, well, because Miles isn't 30 years old, okay, I can go get 30-year-old Trey Hendrickson. I bet I'm going to get not Miles Garrett output, but I bet I'm going to get a real good output putting him within this football team. And I know that, well, you'll look at their depth chart and say, I don't care what anybody says. Him with Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, just like I said, you're going to get output. You're going to get good play. And it's going to cost you far less.
Yeah, I thought
Joey Bosa is just money.
I thought all along, the two teams that I kept looking at was one out of desperation, and that's Buffalo. The other out of they're not paying anybody, and they're so new in this that they could get away with it was Washington. Those are the two teams that I keep coming back to. Philly makes no sense to me. They just won the Super Bowl in a strength in numbers kind of approach. Why would they want to jeopardize their methodology for one guy, even if that guy is really good?
You would look at the type of defenses and say, and again, I think that when it comes to the type of players that you get, all right, well, if Miles is rumored to the Eagles and the Eagles are running a base, you know, 3-4 defense, which again, I think that these things go out the window. All right, well, then if you say that Trey Hendrickson doesn't work out for the defense of the Eagles, then you have to say that Myles Garrett would be even more cost prohibitive to the Eagles, depending on the type of defense. And you can't just be married to a base defense as you see on a depth chart. But like for the Eagle or for the Commanders, all right, yeah. Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen, they're great players. Put Trey Hendrickson there for less. I still want to be young. Like, it's everybody's goal to be young or not cost a lot. Well, Trey Hendrickson is 30, yeah. But I'm still not going to cost as much as I would with two firsts for Myles Garrett. Like, because I'm just saying, they haven't said anything because the Browns don't intend on moving him. But my whole thought is, I'm going to take two ones for Myles to make this move.
Yeah, but here's
so if it's going to cost two ones, especially with the dead cap hit, it's going to cost a lot there. Washington doesn't want to give that up. You have those two guys that are out there for him.
If this theory that his value goes down, for Browns fans, that's probably a good thing, right? Because that means that we get Myles Garrett back. Now, I still think...
I don't know if it's a good thing, because I do think that the Browns fans are split. I think there's a lot of people like, let's start this rebuild now. Let's get going. Sorry, it's been great, but... And then there's people who do want to hold on to Myles. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that I've been kind of on it from the standpoint of where the Browns are, that it does make sense. Like, it does make sense to trade Myles and get as many assets as you can, especially when it comes to the draft.
It would if you were washing your hands of what this season is.
But because they kept the GM, because they kept the coach,
they can't do that.
They it's not one foot out the door. It's like we're still like all in on this thing, which I think could cause some big issues down the road for this team. But obviously, that's easier to sell. That's easier to sell a fan base, or at least trying to win.
216-474-0092. Are we losing value in Myles the longer that we hold on to him? Are you getting closer? If you're one of the people going, fine, just trade him, are you closer to holding on to him? Or are you the other way?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.